temporarily lay this over. Item let's go to item 42.
Item number 42 from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational report regarding a professional services contract amendment in the amount of $50,000 from the November 2013 cumulative amount of $200,000 to $250,000 with White, Hirschbeck, Dudick, and SC for the provision of legal representation relating to O'Donnell Park claims. This item is for passive review and is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Deputy Corporation Counsel Graydon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is in front of you for passive review. I do want to make one correction to the report that's in front of you, a date. In the first paragraph, it says the committee must take action by April 17th. That was the date when I originally intended to send it to the board on April 3rd. In fact, the date now is April 24th. I don't think it's a meaningful difference, but I just want you to know that you have until April 24th to take action. What this is about is these are attorneys, the White, Hirschbeck, Dudek firm, who's represented us throughout the O'Donnell Park litigation. The trial was last October. The county has a verdict from the jury of $6 million in its favor for its cost of repairs and damages to the O'Donnell Park structure. It also has a verdict against it for approximately $170,000 for the injured plaintiffs. Over the last 4 or 5 months, there's been a lot of motions after verdict in the circuit court. Those are essentially done now, and I'm expecting any day that we'll be seeing appeals to the Court of Appeals. And so our attorneys are going to continue to represent us to protect our recovery, our potential recovery of $6 million. And we've run out of funds to pay them, and so this is an additional $50,000. We're hoping that this should be enough for the balance of 2014.
Thank you. Supervisor Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Why is this suit and claim outside of the mutual? Why would it not have gone through that more typical process?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it's not. The firm is billing the mutual and has been billing the mutual for costs that are associated with defending the county from liability. Those costs, I don't know the numbers because I don't see those invoices, but they are substantially multiples of this dollar amount. These are costs which the firm has billed us for time that they spend uniquely for prosecuting our claims against others, which is not covered by the mutual. The mutual covers the defense costs. This is a cost as a plaintiff, if you will. And so sometimes it's difficult to segregate, but most of the trial costs, most of the pretrial litigation was covered by the mutual. But there is specialized time for the witnesses who had to testify and be prepared to testify about our damages for the portions of the case related to that. Unfortunately, it's possible that the mutual may be able to pay the $170,000 to satisfy the injured plaintiffs and be done, and therefore all future costs will fall to the county because all that will be left is our $6 million recovery. But again, most of the costs have been paid throughout this litigation by the mutual. These are only costs that the attorneys can identify that are uniquely related to our claim as a plaintiff.
Yes. Supervisor Lipscomb moves to adopt.
I just was going to make the comment that if I may, Mr. Chairman,
yes,
that a motion for adoption is in order, but if you do nothing, it will be approved by lack of action.
Thank you. Because of the passive review process. We have a motion to adopt. Any other further comments? Concerns about item 42? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item 42.
Supervisors Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 42 for adoption prevails.
Thank you. Mr. turn to item 40.